19 months, it'll be at 1265. Do you think that's enough to live on?
No. Well, try it. Just try it. You know, when you think about people that are living from paycheck to paycheck, they're just getting by little by little. A minimum, if you got to wait like 6 or 7 more months to get to catch up with the rest of the country. Listen, why are we waiting on anything here? We were told for many, many times we're the richest province in Canada. Trillions of dollars went out of Newfoundland in the last 25, 30 years since Brian Peckford's time. Every Newfoundlander will have $1 million when the oil gets online. Where's mine? I don't want $1 million, but at least give me a fair cost.
No, I don't think it's enough.
Where would you like to see minimum wage?
About $15 an hour.
And I think that's what a lot of advocacy, yes. advocacy groups were pushing for. What would you say to employers who find that $15 hard to make up for employees?
Try living on working two jobs at minimum wage and trying to make ends meet, making a car payment, buying groceries and all their living expenses at $11.50 an hour.
Are you a minimum wage worker, madam?
No, I was. I ended up on social services due to personal reasons. And now I'm back in school.
I don't know how they're doing it, but that's horrible. It's no good, right?
Yeah.
18 months to go up a few dollars. It's going to be hard to leave the province if you got no money to leave, right? But just digging a hole deeper and deeper for all of us. No way to get out of it. That's horrible. Because you can't live off that. You can't even get a meal over to Burger King for that, sure.
Would you like to see it go to 15 like many groups are pushing?
Yeah, hopefully it goes up soon, but then hopefully ours will go up then too, right?
I guess, yeah, well, it's a start anyway. You know what I mean? I do need to go up higher. The housing have been cost a lot more here today, so. Yeah.
Would you rather see it go up to $15 like many advocacy groups are asking?
Well, sure, if that's what the going rate normally is, why not?
In terms of 1265, 19 months from now it'll be there. Is that enough to live on?
There's a struggle here in Newfoundland with the price of housing and the cost of just owning a vehicle to drive it around. It costs a lot of money. Like gas is more money, everything. So yes, should be at least $15 an hour if that's where all the rest of the province is, right? Just stay on par with all them at least.
A lot of the groups that were against this were employers and they said, like, we can't saddle $15 an hour just yet. What do you say to those people?
Well, I own a trucking company myself, and like you said, $15 an hour is hard to pay, but if, I don't know what to say, I could just do it myself and then try to make the best of it. But, you know, this is part of it, I guess. We're going to get at least 12-something. This is a start anyway, right? It's better than nothing.
Total of 1265. Is that enough to live on?
Not by no means. How can people live on that kind of money?
Where would you like to see the minimum wage?
At least $15 an hour.
And what do you say to employers who say, well, I can't settle that?
Well, what can you say? The government is putting it out, so that's it.
No, I don't think that's enough, because you're still living below the high cost poverty. You're still grasping to try to make ends meet and that. So I think it should be more than 12. What is it, 12?
1265 in 19 months it'll be there.
In 19 months. I don't think that's still enough.
Do you think people can survive on that at all?
No, some people cannot survive on it.
Where would you like to see it?
15 or more.
And what about employers who say, well, I can't afford to pay my staff that kind of money?
Well, there should be some way that they can do it. People are living, like I said, they're trying to make ends meet. There's times you can't afford to get this or get that because you're not making enough money. Sometimes you might have to get two jobs in order to make ends meet.
Do you think ultimately it hurts the most vulnerable people, or do you think that this is sort of the way it has to be?
I think it is the vulnerable people, because they're struggling and they're still going to be struggling.
Well, I'm retired, but I feel a lot of empathy for people who are not, especially someone who's a single parent. Ooh, you know.
Where would you like to see the minimum wage?
$15 is a good start, providing the provincial and federal government don't jump in and take most of it in taxes. Around here, taxes are not very evident what's going on with them. Hospitals are in need, infrastructure is in need, education is falling apart and out the door. The healthcare system, we got a real clown running that one. A real clown. Everything is. We just opened a clinic in Clarenville.
employers have said, oh, if you put it up to 15, I won't be able to pay many of my employees.
Well, I'd say, you know what? If you can't afford to pay your employees, your main asset in business, the people who will make you your ambition come true, being rich, if you can't pay them to make you rich, close your doors and let them find work somewhere. Stop using people to get your advantage for you. People are people too.
19 months from now,
yes.
Up to $12.65.
That's not right.
Do you think that's enough to live on?
Absolutely not, no. $12.65 does not add up for enough for a lot of people, especially people with kids, you know, people with other expenses for their families. That's barely enough to make rent for a lot of people, let alone like buy, you know, toys for kids, food, that kind of stuff. So I don't think it's enough.
Are you a minimum wage worker?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the struggle. Do you live at home with family or do you live on your own?
Yes, currently I'm living at home because I also go to school and I'm also a minimum wage worker. And the program I'm doing at MUN requires an unpaid internship, so it's hard to do that on top of a minimum wage job. And also, even if I didn't have that, working full time as a minimum wage worker wouldn't really allow for a lot of savings and that kind of stuff if I moved out, so I don't really have that option.
Lucky that you have family here.
Yeah, very lucky. Yeah, a lot of people don't. Yeah, for sure.
Where would you like to see the minimum wage?
To make it
livable, I mean.
Livable. I know that Ontario is doing $15 an hour. I think that would be great. I would love to see that happen here, for sure.
And that's what a lot of groups have been pushing for, but unfortunately it didn't come down in the cards on Friday. What do you say to, employers who say, well, $15 is too much for me to pay my employees?
I think that the amounts that CEOs make these days, they can certainly find it in their budget to increase the minimum wage. I feel like that's not a very valid argument.